So I'm here with Helene Brinken after session 8 of the Open Science Barcamp, where we talked about ways to inspire people to do open science. Helene, can you just introduce yourself real quick for our audience?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Helene and I work at the University of Göttingen Library. And they work for two EU-funded projects. So one is Foster Open Science and the other one is Fit for RI. And both projects deal with training for open science and responsible research and innovation. So what we've done so far is collected many training materials, and also we are developing training materials. So we've done, we've created an open science toolkit, so a set of 10 online courses where you can learn about open science. And we've also followed a train the trainer approach, where we try to strengthen the community of trainers. So we also created, for example, the open science training handbook. And my idea was today to think about a little bit more, because of course we have already many training materials, but to think about, okay, what are the resources that we can recommend to others? And the question I was coming here with was, what inspired your activities? What triggered your activity in open science?
Yeah, so we are sitting here in one of the smaller rooms of the Open Science Barcamp, but it was actually filled to the top. We had to get in extra chairs to do a brainstorming on open science activities. Did you get what you wanted? Because I felt like the discussion took some different turns during the last 45 minutes.
Well, I think... it's my first bar camp and I didn't really know what to expect, like how much should I prepare this and or how not to prepare that and just see what will happen. And so my initial aim was to get out with something, like a result. Like I had in my mind, I had a list that we would create a list with, for example, if you have 5 minutes, which resource you should have a look at. If you have 10 minutes, which video you should watch. And if you have half an hour, what is the article you should read? And also then maybe for 1 day or 3 days and so on. Either I didn't get across what I wanted to get out of here, or maybe it was just not suitable. Hopefully the second one, because I think what people said that it really depends on the person you're recommending this to. So it's not so easy just thinking about the resources and recommend it. It's I'm happy with the result, but it was not as I initially planned.
We ended up talking about our inspirations to getting into open science. I actually thought that was super exciting because they were very different. Is there something that you heard that you found especially interesting or that surprised you, how people got interested in open science?
Well, I think to summarize, it was a good mixture of people having some practical experience and seeing, okay, this doesn't work. I need to solve this problem, and or observing fraud or misconduct or things like that. Or and I think that was a bit surprising for me because someone told us about how she got bullied into doing bad science. So I didn't know, or maybe I don't I hoped that wouldn't exist. But I think what is important or good is that many people also talked to some people, like an activist or a person who really described the situation and how science is broken in some manners. And I think this is something we really can take to push this movement that it needs people who inspire others and to spread the word. And I think it was, for me, it also was, I think like the last 15 minutes, that's what I wanted of the session. So I think, but in the beginning, I was first like seeing how it goes and what people come up with. So I'm happy that we at least did that. And
yeah, I also thought that those 15 minutes were very interesting. And I was actually kind of glad that it took a turn from tools to people, and we talk more about role models and people who inspired us and the community building. So overall, I think I'm very happy you proposed this topic, maybe also to see it go this way. But for closing the interviews, if I meet a researcher and she's got 15 minutes, what should I point her to? Which open science resource should she start with? Is that a question you can even answer?
Well, I mean, of course, I would really recommend the Foster Open Science courses, but I think 50 minutes might be a bit, too less time for that. But if you have an hour, just go to the Foster website and do one of these courses. I can really recommend them. And if it's more on this culture and social part of open science, I also can really recommend all resources from OpenCon. So they have many videos that are very inspiring and are about inclusiveness and diversity and science. And I think that is also what really inspired me. So I started to work for open science at first, and then, of course, before I was interested in open education and all the things. What I really got me into this movement was the first open con that I attended and the people who were there. So.
Awesome. So Helene Brinken, the expert in open science training, recommends the Foster Open Science resources, the OpenCon resources, and the wonderful people that come with the community. Thank you, Helene.
Yeah, thank you, Christina.